this is Backdoor Santa and Front Door. Backdoor Santa and Front Door Rudolph.
Oh dear.
And yes, the beer's kicking in, people.
It is.
Who are we going to play now? Vivian Girls.
We're going to play Vivian Girls. Second album, marvellous track. It's called Can't Get Over You. It sounds like Richard Gotter wrote it for the Ramones and they turned it down.
Yeah.
In the Red Records, they're, do you know what, after the first album I thought I was not going to bother with them because I thought they were very, it was too flippant and it was too very much like, yeah, we don't care. And the one thing is, if you're going to make a record, you've got to give some thought and care to things. But this one, it's an absolute belting LP. They really decided to up their game a bit, really, and they've given it a bit more oomph and it's more fun, the songs are more punchy, they've got a bit more muscle about them. And the Richard Gotter references, for sure. I mean, that was very much like my boyfriend's back sort of vibe to it. It has a whole sort of snappy sort of New York vibe. I think they're from Brooklyn. It's that whole sort of East Coast lo-fi scene that's going down at present. Great record. Go and find it. It's called Vivian Girls. Everything Goes Wrong. And don't we understand that sentiment? And that's on In the Red Records, which is www.intheredrecords.com.
Yeah, and it's proof that you don't really need to sing to make good
music. No. I think she's got, she's got a really... I love the harmonies in the background of that, because they're absolutely all over the shop. I mean, they're not in the right field, are they? They're not in the right county.
Yeah, there's no point bringing the word key into it, because they wouldn't unlock anything.
It doesn't matter, exactly.
But, no, it's good. There's, if anyone's a kind of Hall fan or something, you think you'll like that very much.
Yeah, I'd say so too. And
from there, for just some more Scuzzy stuff, we'll move over to Seattle now.
Yeah.
And DeFries, who's basically
Travis DeFries.
Yeah, he used to be in the Turn-Ons, but he's now moved, well, he is from Seattle, but now he's moved to New York. So, basically this is a track called, let me read it, Girl in a Furskin Rug, and I think it's bloody marvellous. No.
Top stuff.
Yeah, I like that album. DeFreeze's album quite a lot. It's called Death to God.
Which is very appropriate at this time of year.
Although it is very Velvet Underground and very, very early Yule Tango-ish, which is just fantastic
never a problem.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I also think it's probably the best Manchester album never recorded in Manchester.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of that kind of baggy and...
It reminded me of very, very early Storm Roses, the pre-released album that never got released. And it also reminds me of things like the Bodines, actually. If people remember the Bodines from Manchester about 85, 86, who used to be on Creation Records, or a bit... I don't know whether The Loft were a Manchester band, but it reminds me of The Loft as well. So, if you know, I'm showing my age here.
Yeah,
people.
But I think even like early like Dove stuff as well.
Yeah,
like you get
I think there's that as well.
And we must mention the album cover, because
it has
one of the most disturbingly wonderful pictures on the front of it. It's got three kids playing Monopoly,
yeah.
One of which is a small boy with 1970s hair.
Yeah, it's a 1970s photograph in many ways, set up,
yes.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And, but the boy's only wearing his underpants and long socks.
Yeah.
And he's playing Monopoly, and he's throwing a dice, but he happens to be lying on a bed of 6-inch nails.
Yeah, there you go, I see.
But he looks comfortable.
That's the world of rock and roll for you. It's not normal.
So
he said it was normal.
Death to God by DeVreeze.
That's right.
You can find him on... myspace.com/DeVreeze Music and also on noiseonnoise.com.
Mm-hmm.
I would personally ask you to just run out and get that, because I think it's brilliant. If you like your droney, shoegazy kind of scuzzy, funky, in fact, if any kind of
Velvet's influence stuff, you're
going to love it.
You will.
Fantastic record.
Right then, from the normal to the normal, Dames, what are we going to play now then?
To the normal.
Yeah.
I don't know how much we should say about this.
Well, I'm not really sure where we should actually say anything about this.
Let's just say it's on...
It's on Cripple Dick.
Cripple.com. Cripple Dick Hot Wax. One of the best record labels in the world.
Of course.
Because they put out Schulmädchen Report.
And Vampiros Lesbos.
Yes.
So,
but it's on Cripple.com, and anyone who knows when they're not doing... 60s and porn and spy thriller soundtracks, then they're doing absolutely bonkers shit. And this is a guy called Namosh. This is from an album called Keep It For Later.
Yeah.
And it's, pick a number between 1 and 12, Richard.
I think, isn't it, It's Got To Be You, number 2, 3 we're going to
play. Alright, track 5, that'll do. This is called Forever.
Oh, Forever. We're going to play that one.
now we're on Mars.
Actually. I know. What to make of that, good people? I'm really not sure.
Please write in and tell us where that just took you to.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because it took us to a place we felt rather uncomfortable at first.
And it wasn't Clayton Lemoore's.
Then there was a bit of bromance.
Yeah, there was.
And then we just got quite scared.
It was very much like a Studio G recording. Now, the thing is, this album, the more I listen to it, and in many ways, it's one of those sort of things where I'm actually quite worried about putting it on quite a lot. There's a lot of the tracks, things like Your Fate Is In My Hands. It's Got To Be You.
Your Fate Is In My Hands.
And most worryingly, a song called Who Were You? Which always, that does throw up some sort of quite strange psychosomatic ideas. But, I mean, give it a go. I like it. I'm just a bit worried as to how to sort of mind map that album.
I'm quite worried about how large our listenership is now.
Yeah,
after that.
Probably dropped, actually.
I think anyone who's a Blade Runner fan can kind of hear some kind of Vangelis kind of...
Oh, yeah, Studio G as well, I thought, as well. But early listening.
In marvellous crippled Dick Hotwang's fashion, it sounds like the soundtrack to a film you've never seen. And probably would never want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
Crippled
Dick Hotwang should be on everybody's list of Christmas browsing things.
Hey up, lad. Now what are we going to play now then? You're
right.
Going to play Hyper.
From the ridiculous to the
ridiculous.
Yeah, this is Mark Matos and Oz Beaches, and he's got an album out called Words of the Knife. Oh, well done! I didn't know they could do that. You trained that one to do a backflip.
Just say Words of the Knife again.
Words of the Knife.
See?
Oh, we're getting good. We're going to be in Sendry's going to be on the road with his cockroach choir.
I've got the evil eye.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. This is Matt Matos, as I mentioned, and he's possibly the most laid-back person ever, because half of this album, it sounds like he really can't be asked to do anything. No. I think, basically, this wasn't recorded in the studio. He was sat on the side of the road in a straw hat.
With a chaise longue.
Yeah, drinking beer, and people just happened to come around him and record microphones, because it sounds like he is the laziest bastard in the world, but this is actually quite nice. This is a song called High Priest of the Mission.
Submission.
There's something about it, right? It's really nice. It's really lovely.
It is.
But even the hand claps, they're like golf claps, you know, they're like...
Yeah.
It's like that kind of strokey, Basically, it's a guy who's obviously spent too much time in the sun and can't be asked to do anything again.
Exactly.
It's like, he needs to go and live in a cold place and get
live
some energy or something.
Live in a cold place and get some energy,
But, it's
record,
still very nice, but it could quite annoy you if you're not in the right mood for it.
That's right.
But markmatos.com, markmatos.com, it's on Porto Franco Records, which of course is portofrancorecords.com, and you can contact him at info@imthelazybastardcalledmarkmatos.com.
Fantastic! Anyway.
But yeah, I thought some of you might like it, and I do quite like it, but I've listened to it a few times now, and it's starting to annoy me a bit.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But it is quite cool and quite funky.
It's cool.
I think also it's so sunny, and I'm sat here and it's fucking pissing
it down. It's raining. It's raining.
I'm not in the mood for it.
It's windy.
So we're going to move on to something, and now for something completely
different.
Bloody insane.
It is indeed. Well, this is a rocking album that came out earlier this year, and of course due to the fact that Incendiary Magazine is never a linear concept, and we don't sort of, you know, we're a mystic trip, and we don't dig this sort of, we've got to review an album on time, I'll do it when I want to do. This is the Rival Consoles album.
Basically we do it when we get round to it.
Oh yeah, exactly. When we've done the hoovering, really. So this is the Rival Consoles album, and it's on Erased Tapes, and Erased Tapes always put some very, very nice records out. This is a track called 1985.
But this may not be the 1985 that you remember.
Not the one I lived through, no.
No. We'll be right back.
Have you saw Turkey's gone down wrong?
Sorry.
Anyway, you see, I like that. I like that. I like those sort of dumbass dance records, mate. I like straightforward.
You know what that reminded me of? Can you remember? What? I used to have an old what? Spectrum computer.
Yeah.
And you know when you used to have to have a tape?
Yeah.
And you had to play the tape in order to load the game?
Yeah.
And then you had to listen to... for about 10 minutes, and then it would crash, and then you'd have to play the whole tape again.
Yeah.
And then eventually it would load up, and you'd have, like, Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Right.
You like that?
That was slightly better than that.
Did you think not like that, then? I love that. I like those sort of dumbass dance records, mate. I like thinking of these young, nubile people running around, enjoying the fruits of their young lives, while I sit here, entering my early middle age, looking back, rustic charms... Actually, I didn't mean to say that. Rustic charms is bollocks. Rose-coloured spectacles. Thinking,
it's for people who like glow sticks.
It is. But I like glow sticks. I do. I think they're nice.
I quite like glow sticks.
I do.
Glow sticks are quite cool. Especially because you can put them back in the freezer and they glow again.
Have you ever put one next to a garden gnome? I did that once. Yeah. They look really funny. If you put a glow stick next to a gnome and you put it in the right position, they sort of... expand the faces.
Do you know what I heard?
They're really, really funny.
The guy who first invented the gnome, like the traditional little fishing gnome with the red gnome hat, he invented it because he believed that gnomes actually existed and that if he put a fake gnome in his garden, he would attract real gnomes into his garden.
Yeah. Is that right?
It's a true story. And on that weird note, going to end the main course of this three-course extravaganza of the Shedcast. And we're going to move on to dessert.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, dessert won't be here, because this is the main course.
That's right.
So, go away, scratch your ass for a bit, have a fart, and we shall see you shortly. Bye-bye!
Bye.